This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Well, we are so thankful and grateful to be able to come to you today in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God, amen, because He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. And for that, we are thankful and grateful that we're on top of the ground. And the ground is not on top of us. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is able and willing to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that sits high but look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful this night. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand. Just a thanking you and a praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just a thanking you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. We are ever so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Oh, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, make it a hand behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these sisters of clay. Use me for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like for you to open it up to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll be looking at verses 20 through 22. Hallelujah, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. And the Word of God reads, "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meant for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." We then read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2, verses 20 through 22. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and those that will be hearing the word of God this day. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, we thank God for this opportunity to come before you through the use of the internet. Amen, to bring forth the teaching, bring forth the word as we lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord to prepare your hearts to receive his word in spirit and in truth. Whereas that God would just have his way, that I get out of the way and Hallelujah. Just be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet here this night. Hallelujah. Well, the God that we serve is an awesome God. He is a God that desires to use us for his glory. So just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about choice determines the way God uses you, or just simply fit to be used. God sees humanity in this way. He sees all of us as useful vessels, but some only are good for good purposes. Others are used to accomplish wicked things, judgmental things, hurtful things to others because of the evil in human society. I think I need to repeat that for those that are listening and those that will be listening later. The God that we serve, he's awesome. He is a great God, a good God. He sits high, but he looks low. Knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. The God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he sees humanity in this way. He sees all of us as useful vessels, but some only are good for good purposes. Others are used to accomplish wicked things, judgmental things, hurtful things to others because of the evil in human society. Even now, in 2020, we are living in a lost, dark, wicked world. God uses everybody to serve his purpose, whether good or evil. God is a good God. In the book of Romans, chapter 9, verses 8 and 9, it says, therefore, had he, talking about God, have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden, thy will say him unto me, why do he yet find fault? For he has resist his will. Again, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 21, it says, if anyone purify himself or herself from which it is dishonorable, then God will, then he or she will be a vessel for honorable use, for God use. Yes, God desires to use us, but we have a role to play in order to be used. We have no choice of whether we are going to be used of God or not. You see, the choice we have is what God is going to, the choice we have is what God is going to use us or not, or use us for, because our choice determines the way God uses us. Yes, we can't point the finger and blame God. God is the one that gives us the responsibility, the choice, which determines the way he uses us. Yes, if a man purify himself, meaning this, that man have something to do with it, as well as woman, he or she has to purify themselves. God will never set man's will aside and use him for a good purpose without being willing to be used. Oh, that's, if I were you, I'd give me a pen and paper and write it down. God will never set man's will aside and use him for a good purpose. simply saying, God won't go against our will. He has given us a will. And our will is what our will will determine on how God uses us. Because our choice determines the way God uses us. Yet God does not force us to be used of him. It must be a willing choice on our part. God doesn't use you or me or anyone against our will for good things. You see, believers of Christ, you have the responsibility as a born-again believer. You have the responsibility to use the cleansing that God has provided for you and I, for all mankind, for all believers of Christ. You have a responsibility to use the redemption that has been provided in the person of Jesus Christ, to lay hold of his provision for the forgiveness of sin. Yes, beloved, God has provided the way. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, Jesus Christ is the one that bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus made it. He's our author and finisher of our faith. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. But we as believers, as followers of his, we must follow the plan that God has bestowed upon us. You see, God, he can use all kind of people. He can use shy people, outgoing ones. He can use people from all different races, nationality, ages, and background. He can use men and women. He can use boy or girl. God will use plain vessels, big and small ones. But there is one thing that God will, he won't use us against our will. He won't use us unless we want to be used. It's a choice on our part, because our choice will determine the way God uses us. Here in the scripture, it says, God uses us. You have to be clean on the inside out. You see, as a born-again believer of Christ, once we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to come and abide in us, he comes and he abides in us and help us to make decisions based on the word of God, based on our will, to want to do God's will. You see, when you know better, you want to do better. Word of God says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we have a part to play in the covenant with God. Hallelujah. It says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of times when, hallelujah, things is not going right in our lives, we have to first start with us. Ain't no need to blame God. Ain't no need to blame no one else. You got to look at you first. Make sure your heart is clean. Make sure the word says in Isaiah 1:18, come let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So I'll stop by to let you know tonight that your choice will determine the way God use you in order to be fit to be used. Yes? We, as human beings, we have a choice. God has made us a little lower than angels. Hallelujah. But he has given us a choice. We can choose to do right or to do wrong. It's a choice on our part. That's why when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we won't be held accountable for our actions, for our words, on the way that we lived according to God's word because of the choices that we make. You see, it's easy to come to Christ. It's easy to confess, hallelujah, our faults. It's easy to ask God to help us, to cleanse us. But it is based upon our choice, our determination, the choice that we make today. When God's will and Jesus' tarry will determine how our tomorrow will be. The choice, our choice. You see, we won't be able to stand before God. We make choices, but it is based upon what consequences will we reap. If we make good choices, we'll reap good results. If we make bad choices, then we will reap evil, hurtful consequences on our part. We won't be able to point the finger and blame no one else, but because of the choices that we make. Bible says, what a man soweth, he shall reap. Hallelujah. So again, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, ask God as a child of his to cleanse your life, and he will forgive you. This is the starting point to want to be used by God. Yes, you must purify your heart. You must cleanse it. You can't do it on your own. That's why the Holy Spirit of God abides in us. We must be real with God and be real with ourselves. We're not here to impress. We're not here to uphold, hallelujah, to uphold a reputation. No, we didn't give our life to Christ. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Because you see, the Spirit of God, Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Yes, and when I'm talking about sons, I'm talking about daughters too. God desires for us to do right. He desires to use us, but it will be determined by us, by the choice that we make in order to be used for him. Remember what I said in the beginning? That God sees humanity. Hallelujah. He sees all of us as useful vessels. But some of us are only good for good purposes. Others are used to accomplish wicked things, judgmental things, hurtful things to others because of the evil in human society. Yes, if we look around us today in 2020, we're all quarantined at a stay-at-home order at the house. We may try to point the finger and blame people. We may even want to blame the president of the White House when we got to be concerned about our house. Look at us first. God has given us a chance for us to reflect, to get still before him and reflect within ourselves from the inside out to make sure that our house is in order, to make sure that we are in right standing with him. Our choice determines the way God wants to use us. fit to be used should be our determination, should be our priority in our lives as born-again believers. Yes, God can cleanse us. He will forgive us. Again, this is only the starting point to be used by Him. Yes, we must purify our heart because God is a God of the heart. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your hidden secrets. Oh, yes, He does. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we need to get rid of those things that make us unclean and get a hold of those things that reflect a clean life on our part. First, an attribute or characteristics of a clean vessel is having a clean speech. Having a clean speech, letting God cleanse us. We can't be like the old you, the way you used to be. You know, you were born in sin. All of us was. Where it says in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. All of us was born in a sinful nature. But after we gave our life to Christ, after we got right with Him, after we came before the Lord, clean, asking Him to clean us up, turn us around, put our foot on solid ground. Our choice will determine the way God uses us, fit to be used. So let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so you will know how you should respond to each and every person. Hallelujah. As a representative of Christ. Yes, your choice will determine the way God uses you. Fit to be used should be our determination. Here in the Word of God, it says in Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each and every person. Warning people before God against away against quarreling about using words in a negative way. It is of no value. It only ruins those who listen. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. We are told to stay away from foolish arguments and to gentlemen instruct those who oppose us. In other words, don't get in debate about scripture. Don't be drawn into an argument about who's right and who's wrong. No, we must reach people with the agape love of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, touch our speech. So, brothers and sisters, let's gently instruct people in the hope that God would grant them repentance, which will lead them to a knowledge of the true word of God, the gospel of God, the good news. So we, as God's representatives, let us pray. Let us ask the Lord, hallelujah, to help us with our speech, to help us in the way we respond to people.
I've been through
just to be you.
So much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my head. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
To be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, tonight we are talking about choice determines the way God uses, fit to be used. Again, in our scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, hallelujah, some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meant for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, the fowl of righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. So here we see that we was talking about making sure that your speech was clean, because your charge determined the way God used you, fit to be used. Because there is no place in the kingdom of God for religious debate and providing one's point in a negative manner. I remember that I can testify for myself. When I was a young babe in Christ, I didn't know no better at the time. I was still young in the things of God. And I was approached. The enemy allowed someone to approach me, and we was having a debate over scripture. Well, I wasn't backing down because I thought I was right. And the other person on the other end wasn't backing down because they thought they was right. Again, I was young in the Lord. So we got into almost to a point of, into an argument, quarreling, and it turned out to be very negative on my part. And so I had to apologize and repent and go to the person and ask them to forgive me because I knew better. So I say it all that to say this. Even as born-again believers, whether a babe in Christ or a veteran in the things of God, we have to be careful, especially in the times that we are living in. Because all we are charged with is to go out and tell. In other words, tell people about Jesus. It's not our part to save them. It's not our place to save them. That's God's job. But we ought to tell them according to scripture. Give them the scripture. Don't add your opinion in. Because opinion will lead to arguments. Opinion will lead to quarreling. Quarreling and godless chatter are obvious. They are not things that characterize a Christian character. So you can be, want to be so right, and yet it still be no earthly good. So that's why when I walk with Christ, as born again believers, we have to keep a balance to it. We have to allow people that we cross paths with, we have to understand that they're not at the place where we are. It took us a long time. I've been in this over 37 years, still learning. Hallelujah. So we got to always pray and ask God to help us. That each and every day when we have an opportunity after this quarantine is over with, to cross lives with people on a regular basis, to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Hallelujah. To guard our mouth as well as our heart. And let us do things as unto the Lord and not according to self. Because self can lead you in a place where you're not being actually used in a positive manner for the glory of God. Because your choice determines the way God uses you. Here, again, quarreling and godless chatter are obvious, not things that characterize a Christian character. Another attribute or characteristic in order to be a clean vessel is to have a clean character. Where it says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, for us to study, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Also in 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, it says, flee the evil desires of youthful lusts and pursue, follow after righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So you see, clean character is a necessity in the lives of a child of God, no matter what our position in life may be. The most important things that's needed to happen in your life as a believer of Christ in order to be used properly by God is that you need to, first of all, be saved. Because the word says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Once this, we get to the place in life where we need help on a spiritual basis, and we realize that we are a sinner, we realize that we are in a place that is not right in the sight of God. We realize that we need help. That's when we come to the place and throw both hands up and surrender our will to God. We surrender our life totally and complete to him. We repent of our sins, come clean before him, not holding back, but coming before him with a sincere heart and ask him to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, salvation is a free gift. It's a gift given to us by God. Also in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You need to have trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, your personal Lord and Savior, receiving the forgiveness of sin and the salvation Christ brought with his own blood at Calvary. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, you do this by first admitting your need for forgiveness and turning from your sins with God's help. Again, like I said, in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Here the word of God says that all, that's included me, you, and all have sinned. That means that we all, again, have been born in sin. But we don't have to remain in sin. No, once we come to that place, total surrendering again, our lives to Christ. Then we can and believe that Christ died for us and he rose from the dead. We call on him for forgiveness and eternal life. Yes, beloved, if you are serious, he will do it for you. And you will know that your sins are forgiven and you will spend eternity in heaven when you die, according to his promises. But we must stay on course. We must walk in obedience to what the word of God tells us each and every day of our lives. You see, just hearing the word is not enough. We have to be doers of the word. Our lives have to line up with God's divine perfect will for our lives. The next thing that must happen in your life as a born-again believer to become a vessel set apart for God's use is for you to be sanctified. Sanctified. sanctifying means to be set apart for his use, for his purpose. Yes, our choice determines the way God uses us. In John 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify, set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is true. Jesus, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit all agree as one, desire that his followers would be sanctified by the word of truth from the God our Father. We are initially set apart and sanctified when we came to Christ. And as we continue in our walk with him, we will grow in him. Therefore, it comes a time, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, it comes a time in a believer's life when you come to a point where you need to decide for yourself, who are you going to live for, yourself or for God? It's a decision that you must make. It's a choice that you must make in order to determine the way God desires to use you. You must be willing to submit everything in all areas of your life to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This will take a major adjustment in your attitude to God and also in your relationship with God. God wants to set us apart entirely for his work and purpose by perfecting our hearts in love for him and giving us the power of the Holy Spirit to say no to willingness, to willful sins in our lives. You see, consecration basically means that you are committed everything to God, and you are endeavoring to live for him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. What Jesus said is the first and greatest commandment, and to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two great commandments, all the rest of the commandments hinge on. So believers of Christ, you have to place your whole life on the altar by dedicating your entire being to God. Word of God says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, and to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is for your life. So your choice determines the way God uses you. You have purposefully have to decide to glorify God in all parts of your life. God don't want just part of you. He wants all of you. So child of God, you must do everything possible to enhance your relationship with God because he wants to use you in order for you to be fit to be used. You must allow God by the Holy Spirit to deal with you, bring you to that place of total submission of every part of your life. Let him clean you up. Hallelujah. Let him go into the crevices, the deepest part of your heart. God is a God of the heart. He knows what's in our heart. Bible says, "Blessed is God our heart," because out of it come the issues of life. God's part on sanctification, it consists of you consecrating yourself to Him entirely on a consistent basis every day, so that the Holy Spirit can fill you entirely, setting you apart and empowering you to live the life you have committed to live. Because you see, you cannot do it on your own. Child of God, you need the Holy Spirit to give you the motivation and the ability to help you to live for God on a continuous basis. So your choice determines the way God uses you. Again, believe in Christ, God will cleanse you, making you a vessel for noble, righteous purposes. God will give you the power to walk away from temptation and to run to Him by allowing the Holy Spirit, sanctifying power, to live in you. Remember this, God desires to use you, but your choice determines the way God uses you. If you as a child of God allow sin to pollute you and dirty you up, then you will feel unworthy to be used for righteous purpose. Be assured that forgiveness and cleansing are always available for you. Again, in the word of God in 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Here in the scriptures again, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 20 through 22, "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of clay, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore cleanse himself, purify himself from deeds, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, set apart, and useful for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart, always keeping this in mind: God desires to use, but our choice determines the way God uses us. God desires to use everyone of His people in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God has given gifts to each one of His child to be used as good stewards. And yet for many, as believers of Christ, we use our faith like football occasionally, as Sunday sport spectators. God wants us to serve Jesus Christ day by day at all times. He wants us to use us, but again, our choice determines the way. He uses us. He wants to use us so that we may be fit to be used. Beloved, remember this. God is not going to use a garbage pile life of an individual to serve the pure gospel to a hungry world. Oh no, God desires for us to be pure because he is pure. He's a God of holiness, and we should want to be like him and to live a holy life, to live a life that is a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Yes, just like the Apostle Paul gave instruction to Timothy in the scriptures that I read, it still applies to us as well as believers of Christ in 2020. God has provided for us the blood of Jesus as the means of cleansing us from all of our sins. In order to be a vessel of honor, you must walk in the light and confess all known sin to God. You must cleanse yourself in order to become a vessel of honor, which is your responsibility. To be a vessel set apart for the master's use. Our choice determines the way God uses us. Yes, the word says in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 4, the Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God desire that no one go to hell. God desire that we all go to heaven. But it's all based on our choice, because our choice will determine the way God uses us in order to be fit to be used. Well, we just hope and pray through the word of God here tonight that you have got blessed by the word. We believe that the word of God will not return to him void. He looks over his word to perform it, and his word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever. We are blessed. We are blessed by the best, because God, he is an awesome God. He's a God of mercy, of grace, and love. He's a God that is concerned about each and every one of us. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He knows those that are saved and those that are not saved. He knows those that are in right standing with him and those that are still dangling out there in the world. But we just pray by the word of God here tonight that the word of God have found you out to where you are. Remember, your choice will determine the way God used you. He used you for his good, for his purpose, or use you to do things that is not good in his eyesight, to be used for wicked ways. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, there may be one or there may be some, but it be the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Let the Holy Spirit of God draw them in. Draw them in to the foot of the cross. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, boy or girl, there's still room at the cross for you. There's still room at the cross. It's your choice. Your choice will determine where you wind up at. We just hope and pray by the Spirit of the living God, that the Holy Spirit of God will reach you here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, Apostle. We appreciate that message or the teaching tonight. If you have comments, if you have questions, if you have topics you would like for Apostle to discuss, please feel free to write to him at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, share the number, 347-826-9424, with your friends and family, and let them know that we air every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. The Lord willing, we plan to be back on Friday at 6 p.m. Please invite all your family and friends. God bless. God love you. We love you. Have a great weekend. I'm sorry, a great week.